It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to 2020. It's great to see you again on the show today. This is your host, Tristan Pang, on Planet FM 104.6, Youth Voices. So today I have a very special guest. I have Leiua Yang Tung here in the room with me today. Hello, Lei. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Tell us a bit about yourself, Lei. What school did you go to last year, and what's your age now and everything?
So I went to Southern Cross Campus, which is out south in Mangere. I was year 13 last year, like Tristan said. I'm now 18, turning 19 this year. I'm the youngest of five kids, but I'm not spoiled. even though I'm the youngest. My favorite subjects while I was in school, I would say, was Samoan and English. Mm-hmm. I love learning about my culture and also learning about the language that I speak every day. My achievements, don't want to get too deep into it, but I passed every single NCA level with an excellence endorsement. And my hobbies in my free time, I like to stay home. I like staying home. But even though I like staying home, I still like to explore town and everywhere else. But I just like staying home and, you know, watching Netflix, like every teenager does. Yeah, that's what I like to do in my free
time. Just chilling.
Yeah, just chilling, eating, staying home. Mm. Yeah.
How about sports-wise? Do you have a favorite sports you do in your free time?
I like to play volley in my free time. Yeah, volleyball. Wow. But I learned from volleyball that it's not my game. I always used to get injured. Like, even till now, I still get injured. I sprained my knee. 2 years ago while playing volley, and I just stopped playing any other sport because I was scared of getting injured.
That happens. So where do you play volley? Do you go out onto the beach sometimes?
Yeah, on the beach sometimes, even at the park. I mostly used to play at a school. After school, there used to be volleyball games in the afternoon in the gym. But I play with my family sometimes. Sometimes we go to the park out west and we just play volleyball there.
Awesome, awesome. So we are a few hours into 2020 now. So what's your plan for 2020? Do you have any goals you want to achieve?
2020. My main goal right now is to just go to uni and pass. Try and, you know, do the same thing that I did in school, and that was try to get, you know, try my best in everything that I did. And that's what I'm going to try and do this year, is to try and just do everything with my best ability so I can just make it and graduate hopefully in like 4 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like my main goal right now, is to just keep going.
I'm sure you can do it, Lei.
Thank you.
So, Lei, you said your goal was to kind of get settled into university. So how prepared do you think you are kind of leaving school, going to, I guess, a completely new place at university? How are you feeling about it?
Mixed emotions. I'm excited but also quite nervous because it's like a whole new place. I'm excited because, you know, it's a new environment and, you know, I'm gonna learn new things every day from being in a new environment. But I'm also really scared because, like, it's a new environment and I'm gonna have to adapt. You know, I'm scared of the change, but I'm excited for, like, the new things that university is gonna bring. And preparing for uni, I have a mentor from First Foundation, and she's been keeping up with me throughout the year, throughout last year, and she's coming with me on this journey for this year. And then hopefully, you know, we progress throughout the year and just continue to build that comfort of being in a new environment, because I think that's what every teenager and every single, like, first year student is scared of, is like that discomfort of being in a new place. And right now we're just going to work on building that comfort.
Definitely. I remember when I first went into university, I was a little bit shorter than everyone else since I haven't, everyone was kind of tall, kind of distant. But once you start getting to know people, it becomes a really great place where you get a lot of friends, you get a lot done. Yeah. And I guess, it is quite different to school, I guess, because at university you have a lot more freedom and time. Yeah. You get to plan your own time, and I guess that's the next step forward in life.
Yeah.
For university, are you going to stay at home or are you going to move into university accommodation or flat?
I'm going to Auckland Uni, so I'm going to be just staying at home.
Yeah. And just travelling every day or something.
I'm just going to be going back and forth every day. It's going to be
enjoying
tiring.
The Auckland traffic.
Yeah. But I got offered to stay in one of the accommodations at uni, but my parents just told me to stay home. They said it's like safer and cheaper.
Yeah,
so I was just
definitely.
Like, oh, okay, I'll take that on then.
Better food as well.
Yeah.
I've heard some of the food they serve is kind of very bulk-produced.
Oh,
so, yeah. But then, so Flametree, the university caterers, they do everything from the halls to kind of the fine dining things. So the hall is just all slop, so to speak. But then it gets a lot better. So at some of the functions, you have proper tapas, that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So some of the food can get really nice. And I guess that's something every university student looks forward to, is the free food that the university offers.
Did you stay at accommodation?
No, I just stayed at home as you said, it was cheaper.
Yeah, cheaper.
So now, Lei, what are your goals kind of further than university? Do you have any plans for a career? So you're studying psychology at university, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to stay in a psychology research or come out to actually become, I guess, psychologist or...
I will be studying a Bachelor of Arts majoring in psychology and criminology. And so I wanted to go into psychology because I wanted to find out what people were thinking, like what people think when they make decisions that they make. And so I've always been interested with how the brain works ever since I was 14. So I was like, oh, psychology sounds cool. And my maths teacher, Mr. Thompson, he has a PhD in psychology, and his mind just works in very mysterious ways. And I was like, why does this guy think the way he thinks? And so I think, you know, that's probably why I want to study psychology. And I also want to study criminology because, I don't know, I'm just a big fan of mysteries. Yeah, of mysteries. And so, for the future, I hope to, hopefully be, in a part or, a section of law, because I love, you know, mysterious stuff. And criminology, I hopefully want to find myself in the future in a part of law, but, the psychological side of law.
Right.
So,
I guess kind of going into investigation, that sort of stuff. investigating people.
Yeah. Hopefully working
GCSE.
In, working in a prison, maybe, as a psychologist in the prison. That sounds cool. But further on to the future, if I do decide to leave there and I decide to, study into, my master's or my PhD, I will definitely want to be a lecturer, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I continue on to, study into, the higher levels.
Those are great goals, and I think psychology is really a really useful degree, and I guess it could get you into a lot of places. So now that you're entering university, that it goes without saying that you've been very successful academically. So what's your secret to academic success?
I have a secret now. I don't have a secret, but I would definitely say the secret is hard work. Hard work and
definitely.
Dedication and always trying your best. Last year, I remember halfway throughout the year, I sort of lost motivation and I didn't feel like doing the work that I was given. But then term three started and then I was like, oh, do I really want to continuing this feeling of the lack of motivation? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get myself back up and keep going, because if I keep being negative, I'm just not going to pass. And so from term three to term, throughout to term four last year, I just picked myself up and I was like, I got to keep going. And so I think for me, my secret of academic success is just to keep going and to always try your best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in the future to look forward to. So yeah. That's the secret. That's my secret.
Yeah,
that's
a great
secret. Keep going and try your best.
I guess that's what everyone needs to do, to kind of just try their best and keep at it to kind of achieve, and not just academic, but also in the sports and every other field that anyone will come across.
Just in life in general. It's just to keep going.
Now, Lei, do you have a kind of a favorite quote from someone? a kind of a motto you live by?
Last year, a motto that I lived by was, it's a Psalm 1 saying, it's a Bible verse. I think it's in Luke 16, verse 10. And ye fa maoni mea iti, o le fa maoni mea iti, e fa maoni fo I mea tele. And in English, translates to like, those who can be trusted with little can be trusted with much more. And so that quote has just stuck with me like ever since last year. And the person I learned this quote off of was our director from school, Ms. Alatasi. I'm pretty sure you met her. Mm-hmm. And she told me this quote on 2 years ago at our interviews for Head Girl. And she was like, yeah, this is a quote I live by, and I just wanted to share it with you because I feel like you would take that quote with you everywhere you go. And so that quote has just stuck with me ever since then. It's just been pushing me, like, whenever I was feeling down or like I didn't feel like doing any like of the work, I just had that quote in my head, and I was like, if I can be trusted with small things, I can be trusted with, you know, much more. So I just kept that in my head while going on like with this journey that I'm on.
Definitely. Wow, that's a really great quote to add to my own book as well. Now, on the topic of inspiration and kind of positive influence, has there been someone in your life or someone you know of who's kind of influenced you positively, like inspired you to work hard to be where you are now?
I would say my family. Yeah, my family left. My mum and dad left everything in Samoa just to come here for me and my sister's sake to get a better education. And so, you know, to leave everything, you know, our family was stable in Samoa, and for them to leave everything behind to come here and work like factory jobs to get us that, you know, to get us to having what we have now and just getting us into school, you know, they motivate me and they've been a positive influence like in my life. And, you know, they are my why. They're why I do the things that, you know, they're why I try my best, and that's they're why I push so much to succeed. And last year, other great influences in my life, I would say my team. Shout out to Southern Cross's leadership team last year. They were a good influence on me. All of them were my friends. All the prefects that were in that group last year were like so close to me, and I'm so grateful for them because we all knew what struggle we were going through, and we went through it together. So we all knew what struggle, like how hard the struggle was, and you know, we just had each other's back throughout everything. Even our teachers, Miss Florence, Miss Alatasi, Miss Brown, you know, they backed us up throughout everything. So the influence last year and like throughout my life has just been awesome. You know, my family and my team just pushing me. And I call them my village because like there's a saying in our Samoan culture, and it goes like this. It takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
And so with that, I just call them my village because, you know, they've raised me to be the person who I am today, and I'm so grateful for them and so thankful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I've heard that saying before. And yeah, everyone's got their own village. And indeed, it does take more than one person to raise a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really wonderful, Leigh. Thanks a lot for sharing all that with us. It was great having you on the show today.
Thank you.
Finally, is there anyone else you wanted to give a shout out to?
Shout out to Mr. Thompson. He's been like the man throughout everything, throughout like all our years. He's been teaching us for 4 years now. So like shout out to Mr. Thompson. Mr. Tavake, our English teacher. Best friend Daria and my family. My family, everyone at school. Yeah, my leadership team of 2019. It's everyone in the village. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you
awesome.
To the village.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Leigh, for coming on the show. So I guess let's end off the show by saying Happy New Year to all our listeners out there. So, Leigh, do you want to share with us how we say Happy New Year in Samoan?
Because Manuele tau sanga fo. Yeah, so Manuele tau sanga fo, guys.
Happy New Year, everyone. Guys. Thanks a lot for coming on my show, Leigh.
Thank you for having me.
So that's it from me. Please feel free to write to me at youthvoicesnz@gmail.com and to visit my website, www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. That's QUEST-IS-FUN.org.nz/youthvoices. See you next month. Bye. Join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices.
Youth Voices.